Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. National Trails Day is this next Saturday. For more than three decades, the American Hiking Society and the U.S. Forest Service have teamed up to get people out on the trail. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
There are over 1,000 organized events this year, including a record 284 on national forest land. That includes guided hikes and trail maintenance projects. Access to the national forests and grasslands is free for the day, says Tyler Ray with the American Hiking Society.
National Trails Day is really a great opportunity for folks to get out and volunteer or just enjoy whatever form of outdoor recreation they love.
Ray adds there are plans for everyone, including interpretive trails for the disabled. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The U.S. Postal Service says more than 5,200 mail carriers were bitten or attacked by dogs nationwide last year. Denver ranked third among U.S. cities for reported incidents. As Dog Bite Awareness Month gets underway, postal officials are urging owners to keep dogs secure during deliveries, saying a single bite can lead to serious injuries and costly consequences for both carriers and pet owners. Across the Front Range this morning, highs will be in the 80s. Then tonight, temperatures will cool down into the 50s. And tomorrow, a chance of rain. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.